All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Bobby? So you're looking for Vanessa?
That's right.
Is she the one? Is she not calling you back, Bobby?
She is the one not calling me back. It's a real bummer because it was good.
It was good. Okay, but what happened? Like, were you guys hanging out a lot? Or give me a little background here.
Well, we met online, so we were chatting a good amount, and then eventually went on a date, and honestly, it was so much fun. We ended up going back to her place, and we did hook up. And then the next morning, she was like, I definitely want to see you again. We're definitely going to hang out. Like, it was pretty crystal clear we were going to hang out again.
Yeah.
But now she's not answering any of my calls or texts. I've texted probably every day since then, but nothing. And I'm feeling kind of like I'm landed into stalker zone, you know? I don't want to be a creep, but I want to know what's up.
Okay, so before we call her, do you think that there's anything possibly that you did that might have turned her off?
Honestly, the only part of the date that was like a little off was I was like 45 minutes late when I first arrived because, long story short, my car is a piece of shit, and sometimes it just happens. It decides not to start when it's a little cold out.
Yeah.
Wish I could do that, but, you know, I've got responsibilities. Anyway, I Ubered to dinner, but I texted her the whole time. I was like letting her know what was going on and when I'd be there, and it was fine. And then when I got there, the date was great. So
yeah. Oh, okay. So you didn't like, it's not like she was waiting for you for 45 minutes. Like, you were just like, hey, I'm running late because what? Okay. I'm befuddled, Pebbles.
Well, who knows?
I'm befuddled and confused. We're going to call and help Bobby right now. Hopefully she answers. Okay. Stay quiet. Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Vanessa?
Hello? Yes.
Oh, Vanessa. So, Vanessa, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I'm sorry that we're waking you up, but can I just explain to you why? Because it's a good, somebody gave us your number, and it's a good reason that we're calling you.
What? Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Let me move to another room.
Yeah. There we go. Wake up. This is going to be good. Good news.
Okay, this is who?
Okay, so it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And we got your phone number from a guy who wanted us to call you about a date. It's somebody you know, and I'm going to tell you his name. But he basically wants to ask you for a date. If you agree to this date, we'll pay for whatever date you want to do. So if you want to go to a nice restaurant, just tell us where and when you're available. We'll pay for the whole thing. We'll reserve it. Free food, free drinks, you and this gentleman.
Wow, I'm not even in the headspace for this morning. I thought you guys might have been a job off that I applied for.
oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm still waking up.
Yeah.
Like, what? Tell me one more time. What this is about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not even close.
What is happening here?
Okay. Oh, I'll just tell you. So the guy's name, it's a gentleman that you know. His name is Bob. And he said that you guys went on a date, and that he said you told him you wanted to see him again, but you haven't responded to any texts or phone calls.
Oh, yeah, Bobby. You know, yeah. He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy, but I have this good trade offer, so I let Brittany have him.
Brittany has him?
What the f*** do you mean trade off? And who the f***? Brittany.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second.
Vanessa, God.
Wait, what does this mean? Hold on.
Bobby's on the phone
Pipe
right now.
Pipe down there, Bobby.
Who's Brittany?
But Okay, let me explain.
Okay.
During football season, you know how guys have the fantasy football team and all this and all that?
Yeah.
Well, we decided that we would have, you know, a fantasy man draft party.
Who's
I'm
we?
Sorry, I'm still waking up.
You and Brittany?
Me, Brittany, and my other girlfriend.
Okay.
A couple of our girlfriends got together. We decided that we would have a fantasy man draft.
Okay.
Fantasy man draft.
Yes.
Melissa's, you know, like, what?
Fantasy, I know. This is where intriguing.
Where do you get the guys from?
You know, well, okay, this is the deal. We get a bunch of guys from Tinder, and we draft them. And we also make trades and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, like a fantasy football.
So, I like this.
So,
thank you.
So you drafted Bob, and then you traded him to Brittany?
What the did I do? What did I do wrong to make you trade me?
Okay.
That's what you're worried about?
Nothing. No, okay, Bobby. Okay, first off, nothing. You did nothing. Honestly, you were a good guy. You're a good guy. But Brittany had a guy that I really, really wanted to draft. So I traded you and another guy to her so I could date him.
That's
f***ing
nuts.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Do the guys know when you make trades and stuff?
Apparently not. Yeah.
I mean, no. I mean, why is this like, okay, now, well, I'm feeling like I'm being looked at as a bad person. Like, guys don't do this all the time.
I honestly, I'm just more.
Never in my life.
I want to know the rules. Yeah, I want to know everything.
I'm more
this
curious
is so bizarre.
About the, so hold on a second. So once you traded Bob, so you're not allowed to talk to Bob anymore, even though you guys had a good date?
No, because, see, besides, I thought Brittany was more his type anyway.
Yes.
And Brittany had this guy that I really, really, really wanted to date.
Yeah.
So I traded you, Bobby, to Brittany. In fact, you know, Brittany hasn't called you yet?
Oh, my
God. No. Ooh. Wow. Maybe she traded you, too. I don't know.
Next level.
And
did you
still
show Brittany
on the board
a picture of me? Like, what is does Brittany have? Have I talked to her? Why hasn't she hit me up?
No, I honestly I don't know. We don't, you know. After we make our, I don't know. I don't know. But listen, you are a nice guy. Okay.
It is rough in these dating streets, man.
Listen, we had a good time. Why don't we just go out again? You can, you know, forget your fantasy league here.
Your fantasy.
Bobby, I can't. It's against the rules. You know, it's like you guys have the bro code. We have the ladies code in our fantasy man draft. We can't, you know, we can't trade into that. No, I want this back. That's against the rules.
I guess the answer to another date would be no, because it's against Bob. I mean, Bob, it's a rejection, but it's probably the nicest rejection, because she said she would, but she's not allowed to, because apparently you belong to another girl that you don't even know.
Well, maybe we can pay for his and Brittany's take.
Well, Brittany might have traded him. We don't know.
That's true. We got to find out.
He's going to end up by himself.
Maybe he was released and he doesn't know.
On the bench.
Do you have anyone else you want to ask him?
Which pick was that?
Oh, my God.
Well,
all about the ego, man.
Like, can you lie to the man?
You're like my sixth or seventh pick, but you were on the board.
That is bullshit. Six or seven.
He's like, I'm at least a two or three.
Wow. Let's do Mr. Orell. Hey, you could be like Tom Brady if you eventually get that call, of course.
That's right.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.